This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Again, the suspect in the shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs is facing 305 criminal counts, including charges that call the shooting a hate crime. Those formal charges were released in a court hearing just this morning, and we'll expect more details through the day. There's another question of possibly looted artworks at the Denver Art Museum. Earlier this year, the museum returned four pieces to Cambodia. Now its collection from Thailand is under investigation. CPR's Eden Lane.
After recent articles in the Denver Post, the Denver Art Museum has taken down information about the Emma Bunker Art Acquisition Fund from its website. After Bunker passed away last year at the age of 90, the museum named an Asian Art Purchase Fund in her honor to mark the six decades she spent donating. Now her name has been removed from the gallery as well. Bunker's relationship with accused art smuggler Douglas Latchford led the museum to obtain stolen artifacts. Now, three Thai artifacts in the museum's collection are being investigated by federal authorities. The Denver Art Museum was unavailable for comment. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
West House today could pass a bill to boost IT security at the Small Business Administration. Colorado Representative Jason Crow is behind the bill. It would require the office to prepare an annual report on cybersecurity strategy and to disclose any threats and breaches. Congressman Crow.
We need to bolster the SBA's cybersecurity so that the SBA can better protect small businesses' information and continue to help small businesses nationwide.
The bill has already passed the Senate. In Colorado Springs, 33, Denver, 28. This is CPR News and KRCC.